This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, a great day when the United States seems to be making great efforts to try to bring about a ceasefire in the Hamas-Israel war, and a ceasefire that would also include release of the remaining hostages. There are about 130 of them who are left under the control of Hamas. But all of this is coming at a time when Israel is insisting, and many supporters of Israel insisting, that Israel needs more time, not indefinite time, but a matter of months, not years, months, to actually win the war and achieve its aims. The Daily Telegraph in London reports that Israel will eliminate Hamas's leadership and end the war in Gaza within months, says Prime Minister Netanyahu. He was speaking to a conference of his political party, the Likud, which is the largest political party in Israel. The pledge came as the Israeli leader faces serious questions over whether his forces can defeat the terror group, which has been rebuilding its battalions in the northern part of the Gaza Strip, says the Telegraph. He is also under pressure to agree to a truce and to secure the release of the remaining 132 Israeli hostages still being held in Gaza. Mr. Netanyahu said the war would not conclude before Israel had fulfilled its stated military objectives, but downplayed suggestions it would be pulled into a, quote, forever war. Our goal is a complete victory over Hamas, Mr. Netanyahu told a meeting of his party, Likud. What's amazing about an editorial in the Wall Street Journal is they really, actually make a point of one of the numbers that you've never heard. You hear all the time, every time they report on this war, that there had been 27,000 Palestinians, 27,000 Palestinians who have died, and it always says most of them women and children. But what if that's not true? The Wall Street Journal is reporting, Israel says it has killed, incapacitated, or arrested some 20,000 of Hamas's 30,000 men and dismantled 17 of Hamas's 24 Gaza combat battalions. Okay, if Israel has dismantled, killed, incapacitated, or arrested 20,000 fighters for Hamas, that means the majority of the people who have died in the Gaza war are almost certainly combatants, which is exactly what Israel has set out to do. There's the editorial signed by the editorial board of the Wall Street Journal under the heading Israel's Untold Gaza Process. And I think this is one of the most important things in the press today. You may have missed it amid the media defeatism, writes the journal, but Israel is winning its war in Gaza. Hamas's losses are mounting, and support for the Israeli war effort has endured around the world longer than Hamas expected. The war is far from over, but Hamas's southern stronghold of Khan Yunus is falling. Civilians have streamed out, and Hamas's remaining forces in the city's west are encircled. They face an Israeli advance on all sides, and Israel is now fighting below ground in that tunnel system in force. John Spencer, who is chief of the urban warfare studies at West Point's Modern War Institute, talks about the time needed for Israel to achieve its goals and talks about the 2016-2017 Battle of Mosul against ISIS that the United States led. And he points out that Mosul was one battle in one city against 3,000 to 5,000 militants with limited defenses. Israel is fighting multiple battles in seven cities against 30,000 militants with military-grade underground cities built under civilian areas. Then material in this editorial at the Wall Street Journal, once Hamas's last brigades are defeated, it will take time to sweep Gaza for terrorist cells and infrastructure. Israel is clearing urban terrain and tunnels at a historic pace, Mr. Spencer of West Point writes, but the tunnels are vast and the soldiers find munitions in home after home. Israel's task for 2024 is to finish the job. But will U.S. political support hold? The Biden administration, despite its second-guessing, continues to provide munitions and diplomatic cover that it would have a hard time withdrawing. The latest Harvard Capps-Harris poll finds that large majorities of Americans support Israel and its war aims. Europe's elected leaders are also holding the line, and no Arab state has quit the Abraham Accords. Only Iran, which has escalated its regional war against the U.S., applies pressure. Even the United Nations International Court of Justice balked at ordering a ceasefire. They defined what Israel should avoid in terms of genocide, but no, there was no ceasefire ordered. Winning the war doesn't guarantee winning the peace afterward, but it is essential for a secure Israel and a chance for Palestinians to have a normal life in Gaza. Look, this is a very important message and one highly relevant to what the United States is trying to accomplish in destroying the ability of Hamas to repeat the kind of destruction that they were engaged in on October 7th. And there's more reason to believe that that kind of definitive response is possible from the United States. There appears to be a strong sense, certainly among leading Republicans, that we need to move more decisively against Iran and against Iran's client militia groups. We will also be speaking about the political impact of all of this with Jonathan Allen. He is the chief political reporter for NBC, senior political reporter for NBC. And taking a look at the 2024 cash dash, there's an amazing article that I need to discuss with you, which describes some of the incredibly generous and committed supporters of Donald Trump and people of modest means, people who work as janitors and bus drivers, who are sending in money to the Trump campaign, a lot of which goes to pay his legal bills, but sending in money every day, different contributions. And what is the motivation there? Well, the motivation, obviously, is they want to see Trump reinstalled in the White House. But given the fact that right now the biggest obstacles, it appears, to his seizing the White House in a triumphant re-election, the biggest obstacle to that has to do with some of his legal problems. And even the question as to whether states can take him off their ballot because he was an insurrectionist. That and more we'll be exploring with Jonathan Allen. Also, Nikki Haley on Saturday Night Live, and more coming up on The Medved Show.
Receive 50% off by becoming a MedHead member.
Michael, I'm an enthusiastic fan of yours. I'm a MedHead.
Join now at michaelmedved.com.
Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. This is $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Medved show. With all of the terrible things going on in the world and the continued engagement of U.S. forces in trying to strike back at some of the Iran clients, like the Houthis, who are a of the economic system. With all of that going on, yes, there's time for some humor, at least on the part of some of the candidates for President of the United States. Nikki Haley appeared on the cold open of Saturday Night Live, which featured, as they have on many other occasions on Saturday Night Live, the replacement for Alec Baldwin, who has a lot of other things on his plate, including, obviously, his indictment on serious charges regarding the shooting that occurred accidentally on a movie in which he was the star and co-producer. In any event, James Austin Johnson has taken over impersonating Donald Trump, and he is uncanny. I mean, if you watch this guy, he doesn't look exactly like Trump, but he sounds exactly like him. And the James Austin Johnson as Trump and Nikki Haley as Nikki Haley. In the scene, Trump is hosting a town hall, and Nikki Haley is one of the participants in the town hall who stands up as an audience member to ask him some questions, the chance she never had to go through on any actual debate between the two of them. Here's what that sounded like this weekend. Clip 16.
Next question comes from someone who describes herself as a concerned South Carolina voter.
Yes, hello. My question is, why won't you debate Nikki Haley?
Oh, my God, it's her, the woman who was in charge of security on January 6th. It's Nancy Pelosi.
For the 100th time, that is not Nancy Pelosi. It is Nikki Haley.
Are you doing okay, Donald? You might need a mental competency test.
You know what I did? I took the test and I aced it, okay? Perfect score. They said I'm 100% mental. And, you know, I'm confident because I'm a man. That's why a woman should never run our economy. Women are terrible with money. In fact, a woman I know recently asked me for $83.3 million.
And you spent $50 million in your own legal fees. Do you need to borrow some money?
Oh, Nikki, don't do this, Nikki. Nikki Tiki Tavi. Nikki, don't lose that number. Nikki Haley, Joel Osment. Nikki Haley, Joel Osment, we call her. Sixth Sense, remember that one? I see dead people.
Yeah, that's what voters will say if they see you and Joe on the ballot.
Oh, that's not very nice, Nikki. It's not nice. And I'm always very nice to you, except when I'm implying you weren't born in this country.
And then at the very end of the segment, they had another black member of the cast, or a black member of the cast, who asked Nikki Haley, gave her a chance to do over one of her worst moments of the campaign so far. Listen.
Okay, we have time for one more question, and it's actually for Ambassador Haley.
I was just curious, what would you say was the main cause of the Civil War? And do you think it starts with an S and ends with a lavery?
Yep, I probably should have said that the first time. And live from New York, it's Saturday night!
Yeah, well, that's a kind of a good way to open the show. Meanwhile, there is a another show going on. Headline, Kennedy, that would be Robert F. Kennedy Jr., to hold voter rally in Tucson with special guest Jesse Ventura. Independent presidential candidate Robert F. Kennedy is hitting the campaign trail to continue his bid for President of the United States of America. Kennedy will speak February 5th, that's today, in Tucson, Arizona, with a special guest Jesse Ventura. As an independent candidate, Kennedy has launched a massive grassroots effort to get him on the ballot in all 50 states in the District of Columbia. And this is going to be available in terms of the rally will be live streamed on Kennedy's own YouTube channel. And normally independent candidates, they say in his press release, pay companies millions of dollars to gather signatures. Kennedy explained, we're taking a different route that starts with our thousands of volunteers in each state. At upcoming campaign rallies, supporters can add their signatures to the official ballot petition. He has to get himself a place on the ballot, which is automatic for people with established parties. He's not with any established party. And they bring up that a recent Quinnipiac poll, which we talked about earlier with Rich Lowry, shows that among the independents, who of course are a key voting segment, not a majority, but a key voting segment, usually about 30 to 40% of the American public, Kennedy's actually ahead. He has 36%, Biden 32%, Trump 26%. Kennedy beats Trump and Biden among voters age 18 to 34. He gets 40% of the vote compared to Biden's 36% and Trump's 21%. A New York Times Siena poll shows Kennedy closing the gap on Trump and Biden in six battleground states, Arizona, Georgia, Michigan, Nevada, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin, where Kennedy comes in within single digits of each of the two-party candidates. In these states, RFK beats Trump and Biden among 18 to 44-year-olds. And then they also mention a recent Harvard-Harris poll that shows Kennedy beating both Biden and Trump in favorability. Could that be because Kennedy hasn't gotten enough publicity yet? I'm kind of assuming that the more publicity he gets, the less credible he's going to be. But we will see about that. We'll be speaking coming up to Jonathan Allen, who wrote the book about how Biden won the election last time over Trump. And how did he win the election last time? Lucky. That's the title of the best-selling book. And he reports that right now, Nikki Haley and Joe Biden are doing very well in the clash dash, in the cash dash clash. And why are they doing so well? Well, partially because Trump has this unique reliance on ordinary people, small donors, which the Trump campaign is justifiably proud of. We will get to that and more coming up on the Medved Show.
Your daily dose of debate.
Give me more.
The Michael Medved Show.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
USA News Update. Republicans are determined to block the Senate's bipartisan border security and foreign aid package. That's according to House Speaker Mike Johnson. He says the legislation aimed at addressing the border catastrophe would be rejected in the House. The proposed law includes revisions to immigration regulations, but critics argue it falls short in curbing illegal entries. The U.S. continues its airstrikes against Iran-backed groups in the Middle East. American forces targeted 4 anti-ship missiles and a land attack cruise missile in Yemen, preventing them from threatening ships in the Red Sea. King Charles has received a cancer diagnosis, and Buckingham Palace is keeping details about the type and prognosis under wraps. However, they did mention that the 75-year-old monarch commenced regular treatments today. It's worth noting that a benign prostate procedure took place over a week ago. John Schaefer, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Michael Medved Show, a pleasure to welcome back to the show Jonathan Allen, the senior political reporter for NBC News. He is also the author of the best-selling book, the definitive book about the previous successful Biden campaign for president. That would be the 2020 campaign, of course. The book is called Lucky. Does it appear right now, based upon new NBC polling, your network, Jonathan Allen, that luck is running out for Joe Biden? The results of the latest NBC poll seem to be very discouraging for anybody backing the incumbent president, right?
And Michael, there's not a lot of good news or even a lot of silver lining for Joe Biden in the polling that NBC has just come out with. If you look at the head-to-head number against Trump nationally, Trump has a 5-point lead. If you'll recall, in the last election, Biden won the popular vote by about 4.5 points. So that would be a considerable swing. Even if Trump weren't leading by that much, it would be a warning sign, I think, for Biden and the Democrats. Then you look inside the numbers. You know, the thing you hear about most from Biden is his view that this election is about protecting democracy. Right now, he's fighting with Trump basically to a draw on that. Biden's got a 2-point lead on that issue that he likes to talk about a lot and that I believe he thinks is important and thinks, you know, he's the one to protect democracy. But if you look at other issues, if you go through, you know, immigration, if you go through the economy, Trump with, you know, massive leads on those, 20 points, 30 points. It is difficult to look at that poll if you're a Democrat and feel good about where the president stands, but I would say even more broadly than that, the range of polls that we've seen recently, they still suggest, we're looking at a close election upcoming, but that the president has a little bit of a hole to dig out of.
Well, again, and that's particularly true because, of course, President Trump lost the popular vote and lost it by 3 million votes. It wasn't a close vote at all in 2016. And yet, because of the Electoral College, he won with 306 electoral votes. Do you feel that watching this situation, Biden has to have a fairly comfortable margin in the popular vote because of the way the Electoral College is arranged in order for him to win the election by getting the majority of electoral votes?
That's a great question, Michael. I think if we look at recent past elections, where Democrats have had an advantage in the popular vote, but have not always won the presidency in the years in which they win the popular vote, your assumption would have to be that, a Democrat running even with a Republican in the popular vote would lose the electoral vote, or another way to say it is that a Democrat would have to win the popular vote by some margin to be able to win the Electoral College. Potentially considerable margin. We are going to look over the course of the next, 8 or 9 months, like everybody who's listening, going to look closely at what's going on in about half a dozen states, right? Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin, Arizona, Georgia, Nevada, maybe North Carolina, but it's a really limited, Arizona, if I didn't mention it. There's a very limited number of states where this is going to be fought, and all of those are going to be sort of state by state contests. We think about a national election, but in truth, it's really just a series of statewide races, basically gubernatorial or Senate races, but they're for the presidency.
Let me ask you about two different media stories involving the relationship of the campaign to media coverage. First of all, there's breaking news on NBC that Trump says he does want to debate Biden. Do you think there's any chance that the president of the United States, the incumbent, would turn down the chance to debate Trump?
I think it's possible that he would turn down the chance to debate Trump. I think if Biden feels like he's in the lead or close to even, he probably wouldn't debate Trump. I think if he were trailing significantly, he would have to. It's not surprising to me that Trump would want to debate Biden. I think we've seen largely that Biden is, as he campaigned and sort of promised that he would not be someone that was in American spaces every day, he is certainly had a lighter footprint than a lot of presidents in terms of, public appearances. And so, they are continuing that strategy at the White House. I think, they would probably prefer not to have a debate, but circumstances may demand it.
And meanwhile, Nikki Haley just got a great deal of attention for appearing on NBC, for appearing on Saturday Night Live. And I remember Trump was on, had a very big role on Saturday Night Live back in 2016 when he was running as Hillary. Has he made, any overtures yet to try to get his own moment as part of a cold open on Saturday Night Live?
I wish that Lorne Michaels, the guru behind Saturday Night Live, would call me and consult me on these things, but sadly, that doesn't happen. So I don't have anything to report on that, mostly because I don't know. Nikki Haley had a good moment on Saturday Night Live. It is surprising, if not astounding, that a candidate for the Republican nomination for president appeared on the radio show The Breakfast Club with Charlamagne Tha God and a cold open on SNL in the same week, in which on one she reiterated her belief that states should be able to secede, which she has since turned around on, and then on Saturday Night Live said that she should have originally said that slavery was the cause of the Civil War. So in one case, you know, kind of moving against herself on I guess what one might deem states' rights over those two appearances.
Yeah, the conventional wisdom seems to be that for her campaign to have any life left in it at all, she has to do well in what you have called the cash dash, and she also needs to do at least as well as she did in New Hampshire, which is getting 43%. Do you think if she manages 43% in South Carolina, her home state, that's enough to keep her going through Super Tuesday?
You know, I'm not certain what her calculation is going to be. What I can say is that there are some upsides for her continuing to run, even if she doesn't think that she can win the nomination. And there is, of course, a conventional wisdom that she might stay in to be the clear alternative if there's some sort of divine or criminal intervention to prevent Trump from becoming the nominee. But I think what's more realistic or sort of much more natural for a candidate like her is that as long as there's money flowing into her coffers, every day that she campaigns, she's building her political network. She's building her group of donors. She's building her group of voters. And if she wants to come back and run in 2028 or simply wants to have a platform for influence in politics going forward, those are positives for her, even if she's not going to win. So I think, and by the way, there is a long history of Republican, as you know, Republican runners-up coming back 4 years later and winning the nomination, and it's not just Mitt Romney and John McCain, who then lost the presidency. It's also George H.W. Bush, who won it, and Ronald Reagan, you know, who was the runner-up in 76 and then came back and won the nomination in 80 and won the presidency.
Jonathan Allen, his most recent columns are posted at our website at michaelmedved.com. We will be right back on the Medved Show talking about the new immigration. Is it a compromise or is it an initiative worth supporting? We'll get to that coming up on the Medved Show.
Now, Michael Medved, I've had it with you.
The Michael Medved Show.
Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. This is $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org. Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for Amfed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and company, owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call Amfed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy.
created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
On the Michael Medved Show, the big issue facing the Congress of the United States right now is the chance to actually move the United States forward on immigration security and at the same time to provide much needed aid to Ukraine, to Israel, which Mike Johnson, the Speaker of the House, has said they will consider Israel separately at some point, but also to Taiwan and the Indo-Pacific region. The question is, what is in this border bill, and is it a positive development? We're going to be speaking about that with Linda Chavez of the National Immigration Forum, and somebody who has written on and campaigned as a Republican nominee for U.S. Senate in Maryland for the issue of immigration and better ways to handle it than it has been handled, particularly under the Biden administration, where everyone admits, even Democrats admit, that it has been largely, very largely a mess. The legislation, which has finally been not just talked about, but announced, it's detailed, it's 250 pages. it's a big, thick bill. And the way it's summarized in the Washington Post is the legislation a top priority for President Biden would, if passed, mark the first significant action taken by Congress on immigration in decades. It attempts to close loopholes in the asylum process, limit the use of parole for migrants at the border, and give the president new authority to effectively shut down the border to migrants when attempted crossings are high. Senator James Lankford, Republican of Oklahoma, the lead Republican negotiator, called the bill's changes to asylum dramatic and predicted it would discourage migrants from attempting to come to the United States if passed. People come in mass numbers because they're getting released into the country, Lankford said. If the word gets out immediately that it's not true anymore, people will come in a much more orderly fashion. The proposal raises the standard for migrants to qualify to apply for asylum and increases capacity for detaining them. It also encourages quicker resolutions to asylum cases at the border and creates a new expedited removal authority to speedily remove migrants who don't qualify for asylum. When you read these articles, and when you read the legislation itself, there is nothing in it that makes illegal entry into the United States easier. It makes it much harder. Minutes ago, the breaking news on NBC suggests that as conservatives in Congress have blasted the new bipartisan border agreement for not going far enough, the legislation earned a key endorsement on Monday. That's today. The labor union that represents U.S. Border Patrol agents, the National Border Patrol Council, which represents more than 18,000 Border Patrol officers, said the bill would drop illegal border control crossings nationwide and will allow our agents to get back to detecting and apprehending those who want to cross our border illegally and evade apprehension. It's a significant statement of support from a group that endorsed former President Donald Trump in 2020 and has repeatedly railed against President Joe Biden's handling of the border. While not perfect, the Border Act of 2024 is a step in the right direction and is far better than the current status quo, said Brandon Judd, president of the council, in a statement. This is why the National Border Patrol Council endorses this bill and hopes for its key quick passage. And this is Senator Lankford talking about this border bill on Fox News. And by the way, he's done a terrific job on this, and he deserves a great deal of credit, seems to me. Clip 15.
We've got to be able to have something that mandatorily deports everyone rather than actually releases everyone.
Yeah, this is President Senator Lankford extolling the border bill. That also supporting the border bill is a presidential candidate named Nikki Haley, who was very critical on CNN with Dana Bash about how Trump has handled this particular issue. This is clip 6A.
Are you saying that the former president is playing politics with the border?
Well, I think nobody should be playing politics with the border. First of all, he shouldn't be getting involved telling Republicans that wait until the election because we don't want this to help Biden win. We can't wait one more day. You have millions of people who come to that border. They are not being vetted. America's acting like it's September 10th. We better remember what September 12th felt like because it only takes one. This is not a time to play politics.
Is he?
What I do think is they need to get something out. Of course he is. He's absolutely playing politics by telling them not to do anything. But what I do think they need to do is they've got to put a tough immigration law in place.
And then she talks about one of the things that this border bill does is to increase the number of Border Patrol and ICE agents on the ground. This is clip B.
I mean, right now, I don't know what the text is, but from what I understand, it doesn't include Remain in Mexico. We need to have Remain in Mexico. That's actually very important to make sure that they never step foot on U.S. soil. And now I hear some Republicans saying, oh, but we don't need a law at all because Biden could do this already. Well, there's some truth to that, and then some of that is false. Yes, Biden could go back to some of the laws that put it in place, but 3 million illegal immigrants came under Trump. And that's because the asylum laws are not strong enough. So we need to strengthen the asylum laws so that we don't have people coming in here for loose reasons. And that's the only way we're going to get this under control. We've got to start. We've got to defund sanctuary cities. We've got to put 25,000 Border Patrol and ICE agents on the ground. We need to go back to Remain in Mexico. And we need to, instead of catch and deport, we need to do catch and deport. We've got to put an end to this, and we've got to do it now.
And that, it seems to me, speaks for a conservative and frankly, a practical point of view that should transcend who is conservative and who is moderate and who is liberal. The immigration system needs adjustment. There were attempts to adjust it and improve it and make it work more effectively under President Bush, under President Obama, nothing happened. And at this point, there is a crisis, and rather than a civil war or the secession of Texas and New Hampshire and California from the Union, which is also one of those things that is supposed to be pending. I mean, really? Really? As Republicans debate the bill, and Republican Senator James Lankford defended the bipartisan border security bill today. He said not only would the border be shut down today, it would have been shut down every single day for the last 4 months, Lankford said on Fox and Friends. If this would have been in place 4 months ago, we would have had a million fewer illegal immigrants into the country right now. And to the very best of my knowledge, there's no one who said anything credible against that, which is why you may not feel, as Nikki Haley indicated, maybe there is more that needs to be done. But the fact that you pass a border bill now that also takes care of some of the emergency aid for Ukraine and for Israel and for Taiwan, and does more to hire personnel who can process immigration at the border so that it works in a more orderly and more sane fashion, that would be extraordinarily important. Meanwhile, yesterday there was an election in El Salvador, which has been one of the main Central American countries, together with Guatemala and Honduras, providing us with all kinds of illegal immigrants. And the election for Nayib Bukele, the president of El Salvador, was overwhelming. And apparently part of what that shows is that when you have more constructive leadership, the number of immigrants seeking to run away from those countries, that goes down. Something to keep in mind as we devise policy for this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Hey, want to feel young again? Are you tired, run down, have aches and pains, brain fog? This is science-based, not hype or fancy marketing. It really works. Carbon 60 helps detoxify your body on the cellular level. It stabilizes free radicals, just like the antioxidants found in red wine and berries do, but on a far smaller, more bioavailable nanoscale. It's like a bottle of electrons, helping your body to function better. You can also apply it on your skin, topically, over muscles, joints, or organs. Most people feel results within minutes. This is not a drug. It's organic carbon. Feel better today. About 95% of our users report more energy and clarity of mind within 10 days. Give us a call at Gruska's Carbon 60 at 720-600-6040 or visit our site at c-60.com. Call 720-600-6040. And feel young again.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
I need some extra money. Do I qualify for the Earned Income Tax Credit?
Use the EITC Assistant tool. With just a little information, this tool helps you calculate eligibility with ease and accuracy, get an estimate of how much credit you qualify for, and get a printout of your results before you prepare your return or visit your tax preparer. To use the EITC Assistant tool and see if you're eligible to claim a credit, visit irs.gov/EITC.